It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Today it's the Baker Mayfield versus Cleveland Browns showdown. The NFL's Cleveland Browns have the dubious distinction of being one of the four NFL franchises who've never participated in even one Super Bowl game. The Browns joined the Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Houston Texans as part of this elite group. Unlike Jacksonville and Houston, though, which are both NFL expansion teams, Cleveland and Detroit have been longtime members of the NFL. The two franchises had been part of the league for a long time when the inaugural Super Bowl game was played in January 1967. Now, 55 years later, the AFC's Cleveland Browns and the NFC's Detroit Lions have fans trained to expect the worst possible decisions coming from their team's ownership and management. Last year, Detroit's longtime quarterback Matthew Stafford was finally granted a pardon from the Motor City and traded to the Los Angeles Rams. And just one season later, Stafford is now wearing a Super Bowl ring. Woo! Meanwhile, his former teammates in Detroit suffered through another bad season, 3-13-1. On Wednesday of this week, the Cleveland Browns traded their four-year starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield, the first overall pick in the 2018 draft, to the Carolina Panthers. The Browns will receive a fifth-round draft pick from Carolina after next season. As a key part of this transaction, Cleveland also agreed to pay $10.5 million of Baker Mayfield's salary for the upcoming 2022 season. Carolina will only be on the hook for the remaining $4.85 million of Mayfield's NFL contract. Baker Mayfield was the number one overall pick in the 2018 NFL draft. Coming out of the University of Oklahoma, Mayfield had just won the Heisman Trophy as the Sooners quarterback. The Cleveland Browns, coming off a winless, that's right, no wins, 0-16 year back in 2017, had very high hopes for the top draft selection in the 2018 NFL draft. Prior to Baker Mayfield's selection by Cleveland in 2018, the Browns had gone 10 consecutive seasons without posting a winning record. In the three seasons prior to Mayfield coming on board, the Browns had gone 3-13, 1-15, and yes, 0-16. So the odds were stacked squarely against Baker Mayfield before he even arrived in town. So how did he do? In his first year as Cleveland's starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield led the Browns to a more respectable 7-8-1 record in 2018. The rookie passed for over 3,700 yards with 27 touchdowns and 14 interceptions, and Baker Mayfield finished second in the Rookie of the Year balloting to New York Giants running back sensation Saquon Barkley. Despite a coaching change which happened during mid-season of Baker Mayfield's rookie year in 2018, things were beginning to look up in Cleveland. Then the 2019 season brought even more change to the Browns. Another rookie head coach, this time Freddie Kitchens, was hired to lead the team. During Baker Mayfield's second season in Cleveland, he started to struggle and tossed a career-high 21 interceptions to go along with 22 touchdown passes, and the Browns regressed a bit to 6-10 in 2019, and of course, the coach was fired. Beginning in 2020, Baker Mayfield's next new head coach was Kevin Stefanski. The coach had served as the offensive coordinator in Minnesota for the past two seasons. In his third year as the starting quarterback in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield finally looked like he had grown into the job. Mayfield tossed 26 touchdowns against just 8 interceptions that season as the Browns went a surprising 11-5 and made the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Cleveland then defeated their arch rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, in the first round of the playoffs to win their first playoff game since 1994. The Browns would go on to lose in the next round to a talented Kansas City Chiefs team in the second round of the 2020 playoffs. So just three seasons into his Cleveland Browns career, quarterback Baker Mayfield seemed to have found his stride. Mayfield's rookie contract was extended by 1 year through the 2022 season. The Browns' new head football coach, Kevin Stefanski, was named the NFL's Coach of the Year in 2020 for the team's remarkable resurgence. So, entering the 2021 season, the Cleveland Browns were in the unfamiliar role as favorites to win it all in the always tough AFC Central Division. Competing against the likes of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens, it was the other AFC team located in the state of Ohio, the Cincinnati Bengals, who grabbed the spotlight in 2021. Baker Mayfield injured his left non-throwing shoulder during the second game of the year in 2021. Though he would play in 14 games last season, Mayfield's shoulder issues lingered throughout the season. He was sacked 43 times, lost 6 fumbles, and tossed 13 interceptions in 2021. Since the Cleveland Browns defense was ranked number 5 in the NFL last year, the postseason blame was pointed squarely at the quarterback, Baker Mayfield, for the team's disappointing 8-9 finish last season. And as the season ended, Baker Mayfield had surgery on his torn labrum or shoulder. The quarterback signed a 4-year, $33 million rookie contract with Cleveland when he came into the league in 2018, including $22 million of that as a signing bonus.
Excellent.
The entire contract was fully guaranteed, and that's sweet. After getting Cleveland into the AFC playoffs during Mayfield's third year with the team, the Browns management exercised their right to extend Mayfield's rookie contract and therefore kept him on board as the quarterback for a fifth year, which would be this upcoming 2022 season. Now remember, this all occurred after Baker Mayfield was the toast of the town in Cleveland after leading the Browns back into the playoffs for the first time in nearly 20 years. The 2021 football season saw Ohio's other professional football team, the Cincinnati Bengals, roaring past the Browns all the way into the Super Bowl last year. So the Cleveland Browns ownership and management did what they do best. Making bad decisions is something that the Cleveland Browns have done really well over the years. The Cleveland Browns have appeared in the NFL playoffs just 3 times in the last 31 seasons since 1990. The statistical chances of any one NFL franchise being that bad for that long of a period is really, really low. At least fans of the Cleveland Browns have been able to buy some playoff gear in 1994, in 2002, and in 2020. I guess it could be worse. So the Browns finished 2021 with a disappointing 8-9 record after making the playoffs the year before in 2020. This problem must obviously be the fault of the team's offensive leader, Baker Mayfield. Is Baker Mayfield really that bad, though, when compared to other quarterbacks who have been selected with the NFL's number one overall draft pick? So I wanted to look, and I put a chart together, which you can see at SwampSwamiSports.com, showing every quarterback selected as the NFL's first overall pick beginning in the year 2000 and through Baker Mayfield's selection in 2018. So let's compare Baker Mayfield's first 4 years in the league to 11 other quarterbacks. Based on my analysis and also the number of wins during their first 4 years in the league, I am declaring that Andrew Luck of the Indianapolis Colts was the most successful of the 11 ranked quarterbacks. My system ranked Baker Mayfield as number 5, just a little behind Eli Manning at number 4, and just ahead of Cam Newton at number 6 for quarterbacks during their first 4 years of the NFL. The Cleveland Browns, being the Browns, decided to blame quarterback Baker Mayfield and searched the NFL to find another established quarterback with even more talent and better leadership skills than Mayfield had. So the Browns, being the Browns, leveraged their future by making a huge trade this spring. This newest Cleveland Browns quarterback just cost the team a first-round pick in 2022, 23, and 24. Plus a third-round pick and 2 fourth-round picks. And yes, the Browns agreed to pay this man $230 million, all guaranteed, to a new quarterback for the next 5 years. And certainly, he's going to be an improvement at quarterback, right? The Cleveland Browns, being the Browns, did all of this in order to acquire the services of off-field troubled quarterback Deshaun Watson of the hapless Houston Texans. Yes, this is the same Deshaun Watson that we've covered here for months. Watson's attorneys are still trying to settle more than 20 civil lawsuits filed against the quarterback, stemming from allegations that he requested sexual favors from massage therapists in the Houston area. Now, those allegations and lawsuits even convinced the Texans, in an effort to salvage that team's already poor PR image, to keep Deshaun Watson off the field last season for the entire 2021 NFL year. For Watson's part, though, he was still paid his $35 million under his contract, even though he never took a snap under center for the Texans last season. And Houston, being the Texans, finished with a 4-13 record in 2021. And lest we forget, those Houston Texans have never played in a Super Bowl either. Some things just never seem to change. After the 2021 season ended, a Texas grand jury decided against charging Deshaun Watson with any criminal misconduct. His attorneys are now busy writing checks in an effort to settle with his many accusers in civil court. The NFL, though, is looking to send a separate message to Deshaun Watson as well. The league continues, and why is this taking days and days to decide, to deliberate whether it wants to keep Deshaun Watson off the field in Cleveland for perhaps up to the entire 2022 season. The NFL wants to let those other players in the football league know that there are serious ramifications for tarnishing the squeaky clean image of America's most successful professional sports league. As the NFL mulls its punishment for Deshaun Watson, the Browns made another deal on Wednesday of this week. They just paid $10.5 million to the Carolina Panthers to take Baker Mayfield and his final year of his contract off of Cleveland's hands. And in return, the Browns are going to receive a nifty fifth-round draft pick in next year's draft. So the NFL's 2018 top overall pick in the draft has been sent to another losing franchise in exchange for a lowly fifth-round draft pick next year. Yes, this is another case of the Browns being the Browns. And just for fun, if you go to SwampSwamiSports.com, you can compare the first 4 years in the NFL for the Browns' new star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, with the former quarterback, Baker Mayfield, in his first 4 years in the league. Deshaun Watson's first four NFL seasons do include more touchdown passes and a lower number of interceptions than Mayfield. So yes, I do say that he does edge out Baker Mayfield. But the real question is whether Deshaun Watson is worth all of that money and all the future draft picks which Cleveland has just handed over to the lowly Houston Texans to get him. Longtime fans of the Cleveland Browns know how this is likely to turn out. And though the Browns' ownership and management team may believe that they are smarter than everybody else,
I'm all ears.
The results on the playing field for several decades now have proven otherwise. Since the Browns have yet to suit up in one single Super Bowl for the last 55 seasons, I feel confident, statistically speaking, that we may already have our answer. And good luck to Baker Mayfield. At least they won't be able to blame you in Cleveland anymore. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
Exit. Stage right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.